Hi and welcome to another podcast from The Human Diver, where we are looking to apply counter-aerorism techniques in diving. By that we mean human factors and non-technical skills. Our goal is to give you the knowledge and skills so that your dives are safer and more enjoyable. The podcast consists of audio blogs, which have been published on our website. Show notes will be provided so you can dig deeper if you want. Ready to jump in? A while ago, Gareth asked me to write a blog for the website as a newly qualified human factors in diving instructor. We talked about a subject and all seemed okay. But try as I might, I just could not explain the topic as eloquently as I wanted. So we had another chat and I tried a different theme, same result. The problem was that no matter what I wrote, I just didn't feel it matched up to what Gareth and the other new instructors had written. And that's when it hit me. I was out human factoring myself. I've been instructing various sports for 20 years and consider myself to be a capable and cautious instructor. I've been teaching diving for 10 years, so you'd think that by now I'd be quite happy with my level of knowledge. But that's the thing. Almost every time I step foot into the classroom, I'm waiting for someone to call me out to realise that I actually don't have a clue what I'm talking about and I don't know anywhere near enough about the subject. As a new instructor for human factors, I'm feeling this especially keenly now. When I told Gareth this, he pointed out that I still know far more than my students, and if I did get any questions I didn't know the answer to, I could fall back on my usual habit of telling the student I didn't know and that I'd find out for them, which usually works well as it forces me to research the subject I didn't know. I was still worried, though. As a student learning about human factors, everything had seemed obvious, almost common sense. Surely my students would feel the same thing. And that's part of the problem with explaining to people why they need to learn about human factors. Some people do indeed just see it as common sense stuff, so why should they learn it? And my attempts to record this blog perfectly illustrate why. As obvious as a reason may be, until it is pointed out to you, it's incredibly difficult to recognise it in yourself. The people who need this course the most are the ones who will say, well, yes, that's what most people might do, but I'd never do that, when we discuss an incident and why it happened. It took a long conversation with a close friend about my frustrations of trying to write this for me to see what I was doing. A lot of people have heard of the Dunning-Kruger effect. This is where someone with little knowledge of a subject believes they have far more knowledge than they do. It's proven time and again when divers start a course, many think it will be easy after all. All you have to do is put the breathy thing in your mouth and swim, right? The interesting thing that Dunning and Kruger found was that at the other end of the scale, experts believe that they don't know anything because they understand the scope of the subject. They've learned that they've only just scraped the surface of it. After all, it's impossible for even the world's best experts to know absolutely every single thing there is to know about a subject. And so here we are. I, as a new instructor, know nothing, although I certainly have a good idea of how much more there is to know. So maybe I do know something after all. Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you'd like to know more about what was discussed in this episode, head over to the Human Diver website at thehumandiver.com, where you will find details about our education programs, the If Only documentary, the book Under Pressure, and the many, many blogs we have published there. If you think others should listen and learn, consider sharing the link. Thank you.